Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you joining us as we bring you the next generation of future NFL stars. And you might be familiar with the name Ray Buchanan, but today we have his son, Ray Buchanan Jr., on the show. His father, a 12-year veteran of the National Football League, one of the best at defending against the wide receiver, and his son taking on the same role as he leaves Northern Iowa on the Bigger the Better things. He was also invited down to the Gridiron Showcase, and a great opportunity for any collegiate athlete with aspirations to that next level to kind of spend a week in front of NFL scouts, kind of letting them know what they are on the personal level and also getting to see these guys in practice. And again, if you're in this position, which our guest is today, that's a priceless opportunity. But with that said, let's welcome Ray Buchanan Jr. to the show. Ray, good evening to you. We appreciate you stopping by. Can you believe your time as a collegiate player is kind of come and gone, and next week you'll be flying down to Texas to kind of showcase your skills?
Yeah, I'm still in a disbelief right now. You know, everything flying by. College flew by real fast, and got my degree this December. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this next step in life.
Congratulations on the degree, and having that degree tucked away right now really allows you to just focus solely on the task at hand, and that's getting yourself on that 53-man roster. We can't hide the fact that, you know, you have, you know, NFL pedigree, NFL DNA flowing through your blood. I mean, when did you kind of realize that this was something you wanted to take on personally, that you kind of wanted to kind of follow in the footsteps of your father?
I think it happened when I was little, ever since, you know, growing up, watching my dad back when he was with the Falcons, when I can remember, especially with the Colts too. I was real young then, I think that's when I realized that that's what I wanted to do when I get older, and to see everything, you know, come into play. It's just a dream come true, and all the steps that it took to get here, all the trials and tribulations that, you know, God had put me through. I feel like it actually helped me to get where I'm at right now. So.
Nice. And obviously, you know, you got recruited heavily coming out of high school. You ended up at Arkansas. You transfer to Northern Iowa. How was kind of that whole, you know, end of progress with Arkansas and then kind of finding a new place to settle in at? And then once you arrived at NIU, what was that like?
So when I was at Arkansas, first when I was getting recruited, you know, I was getting heavily recruited by the SEC and the Big Ten schools, like Arkansas, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, trying to think who else. Like Purdue, Minnesota, and a bunch of other schools. But I decided that, you know, Arkansas was the place, a place for me. And I just knew the coaches real well. I really know Coach Petrino real well. I'm a family guy, so when it comes to relationships and building relationships with people who I can trust is real big for me, and able to build that relationship with certain people and keep those connections. So, Coach Petrino, he heavily recruited me into Arkansas, and you know how that went down over there at Arkansas. I end up leaving after my second year there, and coming to University of Northern Iowa, and I took my visit there, and, you know, I really loved it. I loved the hospitality. I love just the people there and the community and the football program. It's in one of the best FCS programs in college football. So, you know, they go against NDSU. That was our big rival back in the day. Still is today. It brought me to where I am today, and I ended up getting my degree there. And I met a lot of great people on my way here from from you and I, Mackinton Dorleon and DeAndre Hall, they both came out of Northern Iowa. Also, David Johnson. I can't forget about him.
Yeah.
So I played with a lot of guys who end up making it from the to the NFL from University of Northern Iowa, and those guys they made it a pipeline. So I look forward to continuing that pipeline.
Definitely. Once again, Ray Buchanan Jr., kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again or download at your leisure, you know it's available free at iTunes, also free at Blog Talk Radio. And then we'll be putting his bio page up at collegeyourpro.com, featuring this interview, some draft analysis, college bio, and we'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he moves forward in this draft process. For you, you know, talking about, you know, Northern Iowa, I mean, what do you bring to the table that scouts are going to kind of fall in love with? I mean, if you're in the film room, you're watching yourself on tape, you're sitting with these guys, I mean, what do you think is going to pop where they say, man, Ray, we love this about your game, we love this about your game, et cetera, et cetera?
One thing, one big thing that I think I could bring to the table is my football IQ. Just growing up around the game and, you know, watching my dad, and then just he would always be up late at night watching film, and you know that inspired me to be in the film room way more, to just break down the offense, not even offense, but special teams is a big one too, because you got to know all aspects, whether you're on defense, offense, or special teams. You got to know what's going on the field and break down the X's and O's, and I think my football IQ is something I can bring to the table, as well as when you see on film, I think my energy that I bring to the defense, not defense but special teams as well, but yeah, just the energy that I play with, I feel like that it's contagious on the field, and my teammates they feel that energy, and that's something that they'll see when they see the film. So
nice. And you talked about your father watching that film late. I mean, how many times did maybe you just kind of sit with him and watch that film and him kind of just break down what you needed to do, even if you were a young kid in high school, you know, at a young age? I mean, was that something that happened with frequency?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. When I was younger, when I was little, I really didn't know much, you know, about film, but, you know, I would just see him in the room watching film and breaking it down, and you know, back then it was just, you know, having fun and just running around playing football, but as I got older, it became as I got older, it became a business, and you know, I haven't lost love for the game, and that's what I love about football, and just when I was in high school, I think that's when I really sat down and decided that, you know, film is really going to be something big, especially going to the next step in college. So that actually helped me in high school, breaking down the, you know, the route study and picking apart the offense and trying to figure out, you know, what routes I'll get in this formation, or just little stuff like that. So
Definitely. That stuff goes a long way.
Yeah.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, I'm sure you played other positions, but I mean, you know, I mean, when did you kind of settle into that defensive back role, and then, you know, and kind of how did you know that was going to be the position for you moving forward?
I would say middle school. I started football when I was six, and I always loved playing running back, and I played a little bit of safety, a little bit of corner. I think that I played every position back when I was little, except for offensive line, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I would say I'm trying to think. When I played corner, I started playing corner when I was, I think,
seven or eight.
I'm trying to think. When was that? I feel like corner was my position. I would say eighth grade. When
okay.
I say, you know, I fell in love with the cornerback position, because that's when teams started throwing the ball a lot. You know, down here in Georgia, they would run the wing T offense a lot, so you wouldn't get that many balls thrown. But yeah,
excellent stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And then you.
Yeah. So. Say.
Yeah, and then and now you're here, and like I said, and then years later, you just kind of keep progressing and building on that. Comparisons, or do you, you kind of pattern yourself after anyone that's in the league today, or you might pattern yourself after a lot of the qualities that your father brought to the table? But kind of, you know, when you kind of look at yourself, I mean, is there anyone that you kind of mirror or just kind of get compared to?
I would say, I'm trying to think. I know I like to mirror my dad's game a lot, but I think when it comes to, like, talking on the field and having that swagger and that confidence, that came over time in me. And it's not something that, like, I really pushed towards. It's something that just every time I got on the field, I was like, you know what, like, this is what brings out the energy in me, and this is what brings out the confidence. And it's not so much of, like, a trash talk like you would see and not like the real,
yeah,
real
it's not,
bad
it's not
like,
a
you know,
negative
when,
way. Yeah, it's not a way,
yeah,
that way,
you
but
like
you're just kind of chatty. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And I think that's what brings the fun in the game. And I think that I like to model my game after my dad. Also, other guys, Rondé Barber, my defensive back coach, Brandon Lynch, over there in Northern Iowa, he says that he always gave me cut-up films of Rondé Barber, and he would say, you know, look at this and try to study how he plays the game. And I kind of model my game after him as well. Just, you know, some of the old cats. I really like to, once I get my chance to, you know, make my own statement once I get to the NFL. So.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Ray Buchanan Jr., Northern Iowa, defensive back, special teammates, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Once again, if you miss any of the show, its entirety, both available at iTunes and Block Talk Radio, then we'll be featuring his draft bio page as well. Ray, I mean, you're heading down to the Gridiron Showcase in about a week. I mean, what are you most excited about being able to kind of reveal to these scouts, either personally when you get to talk to them one-on-one or when you're out there on the field? I mean, what kind of impact do you want to have? I mean, what's that one thing that you're most focused on?
First and foremost, I want to be humble when I go out there. I don't want to, you know, go in there and, you know, be cocky or, you know, be any type of way to, you know, rub off on any of the coaches or anything, because that's just not me. And I feel like, you know, first impressions are everything when it comes to, you know, meeting certain people, especially the coaches and the scouts down there. So, you know, I just want to be humble. I want to, be as professional as possible. And I want to, I think that when I get there and when I'm around the other guys, I want to bring some of that energy to the practice field. And I feel like that rubs off. I think that's a good leader quality that I have, because it rubs off on other players, and, you know, they grab that confidence as well. And people just start having fun out there. So that's one thing I want to be able to have when I go out there. And, that's pretty much it. So just want to be able to go out there and have fun and show them what I have, show them a side of me that they haven't seen before in college. So.
Excellent stuff. Yeah. Like I said, yeah, that leadership quality, like you said, just get guys energized, let them play loose, let them feel the flow of the game. And that's what you're going to bring to the table. Ray, before we wrap up things, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions, down your way. Are you ready to take a shot with some of these?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, now you can pick either school. You go Arkansas or you go Northern Iowa. Who had the most bizarre nickname inside one of those locker rooms, and how'd they get it?
I would say, I'm trying to think. My boy Jeremy Sprinkle, he's going to the Senior Bowl this year. He's at Arkansas. He plays tight end.
Okay.
We would what would we call Sprinkle? We would call him the poet. That's what we would call him. his haircut. He always had this high top, and I don't know, just something about his swagger. Something about his swagger just came rubbed off on the in the locker room, and we would just we would call him the poet. So.
Excellent. I tell you what, when we're down at the Senior Bowl, I'm going to make sure I guarantee myself an interview with Jeremy. I'm going to make sure that I ask him Poet and who he think probably brought us to the inside information on the Poet nickname. That's going to be great stuff. This usually, Ray, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, make sure you say shoobity-doop-doop when you see him, too.
Shoobity-doop-doop, all right. I'm writing it down on my notes. I'm writing it down on my it's in the notes, but then, like I said, I'll make sure to text you that. This question, I think you guys enjoy answering the most above all of the questions. We're talking female celebrities, Ray. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's going to grab you? Who are you going to grab, I should say, for a bite of dinner?
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble with my wife. I would say
it's just dinner.
I'm trying to think.
Just dinner.
Yes, yes, yes. I would say Michelle Obama, the first lady. Yes, I would like to know what the secrets are going on in the White House, what they told Barack and yeah, I think that's
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good, insightful question, my man. And then the final one, and this is kind of a new one to the show this year. We've been working with Illustrative Creations, Eric Dorsey. He's a paint master, I guess, at cleats. And if he could paint any cleat, what would you have designed on your cleats?
I was talking about this with my wife one night, that I would have Batman cleats, to be honest.
Ooh,
Batman.
Good one.
Yes, Batman. He's my favorite character. He's my favorite superhero, so I think that I would have him.
Yeah. Did you see the trailer with the new Aquaman guy coming out with Batman and the Justice League? Man,
yes,
that was kind of crazy. My buddy showed it to me the other night. Yeah. That's not the Aquaman I grew up with, man. That guy's a big dude. Yeah, that looks pretty intense, man. I love how they kind of bring the characters along. I mean, it's just crazy.
They jacked him up with steroids.
Yeah, they're dead. Like I said, man, he's a different kind of cat than what I'm used to. Ray, I appreciate you sharing your time with us. I know you're a busy young man. You got a lot going on. You'll be making that trip next week. Again, safe travels, but stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And thanks to Jake Steinberg for helping me out with the interview. So I look forward to speaking to y'all soon.
Thank you. No problem at all. And once again, a shout-out to Jake Steinberg. He goes a long way to helping these young prospects kind of getting the hype that they deserve. And you can check out Ray Buchanan Jr. at that Gridiron Showcase down there in Texas. And, again, that's a great platform for any collegiate athlete to kind of showcase their skills. And, again, if you want more of Ray Buchanan Jr., iTunes, Blog Talk, the C2P. I'm your show host, Bill Marchand. As always, we appreciate you listening.